Welcome to Here I Am, Lord, a weekly faith-filled program about learning to say yes to Jesus in the ordinary moments of everyday life. Join Marta Kyle as she invites you to grow in faith, recognize God's voice in daily life, and discover simple ways to follow Christ more faithfully each day.
Well, welcome, welcome.
Welcome,
we are
welcome.
Back. Yes, I am Marta Kyle.
And I'm Tara Wolfington.
And welcome to Here I Am, Lord, on this fine rainy Thursday.
Yes, after the heat wave.
Yeah, after the heat wave and right before we enter into Memorial Day weekend. I hope everyone has a safe and beautiful weekend. It's also Pentecost Sunday,
yeah.
Right? So we're excited about that. It's another powerful week we have here in the Catholic Church.
Yes, Pentecost Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big one.
Yeah.
The end of the Easter season.
Absolutely. That's what we're going to
do. 50 days.
50 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Exactly. So we'll open with that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle them in the fire of your love.
Send forth
your Spirit,
and
we shall be created,
and you shall
renew the face of the earth.
Amen.
Amen. That's a great amen right there.
Amen.
That's what we all need, a little shot of the Holy Spirit, right?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you had a busy day today.
Very busy. It's that time of year.
I know.
Had a preschool, I guess you would call it a graduation.
Yeah, that's so cute. I've seen on Facebook.
Yeah.
A couple kids had kindergarten graduations and all these. So that's fun.
And they sang songs. And
that's sweet.
And they're so animated. And, you know, it's like living in the spirit because they haven't grown up enough to be angry with each other, or, you know.
Well, and it does lift
so
your spirit.
Loving.
When you see them, they're so little and they're so loving, it definitely lifts up your spirit. Gives you a shot of that child joy, right?
Right, the innocence.
Yeah, the innocence.
And they dance in whatever way they want. And,
oh, that was
you know,
so cute. Yeah,
adorable.
I saw a little video. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're really adorable.
Children really do bring joy to the heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then near us, there's so many colleges, so.
Yeah, Villanova graduated this week. We saw that.
Mm-hmm. All of them. So lots of traffic jams in the area.
Yeah, that PGA golf tournament. I was driving James to school one morning, and it didn't occur to me because the golf tournament wasn't starting, I'm going to say, like Thursday or Friday was to start. So Wednesday, I thought, we're fine. We left at the normal time. It took me an hour and 5 minutes to get to school.
Right.
I had to call the school and say, I'm so sorry. I'm going to be, you know, half an hour late.
Yeah. Some schools gave off, I heard.
Yeah. Some schools gave off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because of traffic jam.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah. I
so
was
then
not
you had
prepared.
Proms and weddings and.
Yeah.
And,
it's a great season.
Tonight's my other granddaughter's dance. She has a dance tonight, so all the kids are at the house.
Yeah, that's so fun, seeing them all get ready.
Yeah.
The curlers in the hair, and they were doing their nails.
And they were getting ready to have some dinner.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's an exciting time of year.
It is an exciting time of year. Your pool's open. Everyone's getting ready for the beach, maybe, or the mountains, wherever you might go.
Yeah. We had the good weather this week. Hot weather.
Yeah. So
you'll have a rainy weekend, but that's okay.
That is
it'll
okay.
Be filled with the Spirit, a renewal of the Spirit.
That's right. No matter what the weather brings, we are
Pentecost.
Full of the Holy Spirit. Yes. And that's what we were saying. It's so funny how we're doing this little series on the Ten Commandments. And today we're going to dive into something that touches all of us. And it's this, you know, thou shalt not kill, but it's more about human life and the human spirit and embracing that. Embracing life, embracing the Spirit, and embracing the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And here we are. It's Pentecost Sunday. So you can't make this stuff up. We didn't even plan it out that way, but always.
No, and we even skipped a week because Zach came in.
Yeah,
because
Zach came in.
So it's like every.
God has a plan.
We just said we'll do the Ten Commandments in a row.
Yeah.
And each week it seems to line up. And,
with exactly
and the fifth
what's
commandment
going on.
Really lined up right with the Pentecost, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not just about the command of not killing.
Yeah.
It's about also taking it up a notch and using the Spirit to bring life abundantly to yourself and others.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was really,
God
for
is
us,
good.
It was very interesting.
God really had, to, yeah, it is. Every week when we're reviewing
we're learning
our
stuff.
Yeah, we're learning and we are reinvigorated and we're like, wow, check it out. Look at this. It's all lining up.
Because the faith is so rich.
Yeah.
Anytime you look at something, there's so many angles you could look at it and mm-hmm. so many comparisons. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, so it was fun. It was a fun week to, it was a yeah. hard topic.
It was. You would think this is not a hard topic. I had said to Tara, oh, next week should be so easy. It's not. I mean, that's a pretty simple concept, right?
Right.
Embrace life, Genesis.
Right. Thou shalt not
thou
kill.
Thou shalt not kill. Yeah. God created mankind in his image and likeness. He created.
But killing's them. A hard topic.
But it is a hard topic. It ended up being one of the hardest
topic.
Topics
yeah.
to cover.
Because if you, you know, if you experience it in any way.
Yeah.
It's it always causes pain and heartache.
Mm-hmm. No matter what, because we were saying not even just physical killing, right? So many people would say, well, I haven't killed anybody. Well, have we killed, you know, it's the age old with
right.
our words, the power of the tongue. Do we realize that human life is sacred because from the beginning it involves the creative act of God, right?
Right.
And it's the one act of God that he actually reserved for himself. He is the giver and the taker of life, and that is
right.
his domain, and we're not to step on that.
And we talked about how it was you know, you can kill people in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you mm-hmm. you know, their reputation, their yep. their spirit, there's mm-hmm. so many ways that you can just take people to in this world today.
Yeah.
So it started as a hard topic, right?
Yeah.
Killing.
And yet, yeah.
And then when you mingle it with Pentecost, it just brings it up another level to say, yes, the command is not to kill. And yes, that should be your goal, mm-hmm. not to kill people in any one of those ways. Because everything we were reading was saying, I'm sure.
Yes.
If you really thought about your week.
Yeah.
You struggled somewhere
mm-hmm.
with thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's gossip or, and we'll get a little more into that. But
yeah, could be road rage. Could
anything.
Be, yeah. So,
when you curse, you curse.
Yeah.
When mm-hmm. you bless, you bless.
Yeah.
So we talk about that.
Yeah.
Bless
and we
it. Don't
yeah.
curse it.
Exactly.
Get in the habit. Get in the habit.
Yes. And we talked about also when you speak the truth about somebody, but in a negative light, even though you might be speaking the truth, you're still held accountable for the sin of ruining their good name, ruining their reputation.
Right. And mm-hmm. and in little ways. That's
and in
why
little
the
ways.
One thing was saying, all of us during this week, I'm sure, have had moments where,
mm-hmm.
you know, we struggle.
Absolutely.
I don't know. We think about this kind of stuff all the time. So,
yeah,
it definitely happens to me. I don't know if it happens to anyone else where I'll say, don't say it, Tara. And then I go ahead and say it anyway. Right.
Like, yeah.
Not always. But,
well, that's
you know.
Our joke about Jesus's thumbs up.
We saw a cartoon one time.
Yeah.
And the woman's or the man's going to say something. And he says, this is Jesus when I zip my lip and I don't say it.
Two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Way to bite that tongue, sister. But sometimes it's hard to bite your tongue because your emotions are running, right? It's usually an emotional response to something.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And even if you have the ability to bite your tongue, I know for myself, sometimes your head and your heart are still racing in the wrong direction, right? So you might not be speaking it, but you're like, you sure are thinking it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Heart rate's going up and you're...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even on the drive to your house today, I was trying to be gracious. There was a woman who was trying to make a left hand turn, so the light had turned green, and she had clearance, like, for... solidly 10, 20, 30, by 30 seconds, I said, I give up, lady, if you're going to be that, you know, in
left
inept,
field, yeah,
yeah, to make the left turn, I'm just going, right?
Right.
And then, of course, you start to go, and she finally decides to make the move.
Right.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah.
And I think, are you waiting for an invitation? Do I have to wave a flag at you? I mean, I've said, like, go, go, go,
boat.
Go.
I sent a plane.
Yeah. So it could even be something as simple as that, where by the end of that, I was trying to be kind with that gesture. By the end of it, I'm like, all right, you dumb lady, if you can't make the move, I'm just going without you. Right.
Yeah. Well, last night, and it's on some people,
see?
It's impatience too, right?
Yeah.
But you don't think about how everything you do, if it's not done with love and gentleness, affects the other person. So the rainstorm was so bad last night.
Yeah.
And there was a full day class trip. So the pickup was like 8:30.
Yeah.
And maybe, so I left around 8. And the puddles at that point on the side
that
of the
road.
That
was a bad storm.
It was deep. Mm-hmm. So most of us were riding over the line. We weren't staying on the edge. You know, so there's two lanes, but you weren't staying all the way in towards the curb. You were, you know, hugging the inside a little, the outside, because there were too many puddles.
Yeah.
And inevitably, there'd be one guy that
wants
you to get over in your lane.
Yeah.
Even though when you hit those puddles, you know, it like.
Yes.
And then you get, I saw one guy walking down the street near Ardmore, and he got drenched because the person pushed the other person back into the lane, and he hit the puddle.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
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 It's a pebble in the pond.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh my gosh.
How kids, when you're young, you like to play practical jokes? Well, there's a road that's near us, and it runs through a creek, right?
Yes.
I love that road. Yeah, so it's so much fun. So one time I was with the boys, our brothers, and there were these girls, and they were in this little Volkswagen with the top down, and they were wearing white. I don't know where they were going. And my brothers are like, let's get them. So we floored it through the creek.
Yeah.
And whoosh.
Oh, no. It wasn't just pebble in the pond.
That's kids being kids, but still, that's probably breaking. I mean, we probably ruined their white dresses.
Right.
I don't know what we did. It was very funny at the time. It's not very funny when you look back at it.
Right. But I don't know if that's considered.
I don't know either.
Killing an outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not charity.
Spirited debt. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not charity.
Yeah. Peace. Charity.
Right. Peace. You know, you can get in trouble for taking people's peace.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely
a sin, to take away someone's peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just learned that a couple years ago, and I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah. I always think that the St. Francis prayer, if you really try and live that prayer and study that prayer, it takes some serious discipline, internal discipline to live that out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is not easy. So these gifts of the Holy Spirit, they complete us, they perfect us, they give us the virtues, and they let us. Peace is an action verb, right? It's not just kumbaya, let there be peace.
Right.
I mean, peace takes some serious effort and
so
on
that,
our part.
There's the lead in. It's the commandment tells you what not to do, and the Spirit gives you the power to do what you should do and to not do it.
Yep.
But it's the action is the Spirit.
Yeah, because we talked about that too, that willpower alone will not get you through. You need the graces from God. You need the Holy Spirit. And I always found that hard to understand when the Lord would say in Scripture, my grace is enough for you. I always was like, but, you know, these are still problems. Or, your grace is enough, but I still need this solution or that solution. But when you really sit down and take that into your heart, and you do receive the graces. You realize that that's all you need. His grace is sufficient.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Well, they even say that in Medjugorje when you go, and they talk a lot about fasting.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that fasting is not the easiest part of the Blessed Mother's message and call to prayer. Right. Just five stones. Let's see if I can hardly remember them. It's
prayer.
Mass. It's right.
Prayer and fasting.
Prayer, fasting, Mass,
Scripture,
confession, and
is it reading Scripture?
Yeah, I guess that's separate than prayer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, fasting would appear to be the hardest one.
And, yeah.
They say even when you read the books from the main priest that was there for so many years, Father Yozo.
Mm-hmm.
He says, you can't fast without the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
You can't do it with your own
human
willpower. You have to
invoke
the Spirit, and he wants to be invoked, so we just have to ask.
Yes.
Ask, and you shall receive.
Yep.
Knock, and it shall be opened to you.
Mm-hmm. Seek.
Come, Holy Spirit.
You shall find. Come, Holy Spirit.
All right.
That is what we need. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. We were talking about the same spirit that rolled back the stone on Easter morning. We're still in the seventh week of Easter. It's that same spirit that lives in every baptized believer.
Right.
Yeah.
That's because kind of on Pentecost,
mind-blowing. Yep.
Jesus breathed the spirit.
Yeah. And he told them not to go out. And he told them to stay until they receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Right.
Right. Don't go out. Stay and pray.
Yeah.
That's how we got novenas.
Mm-hmm.
They waited for 9 days.
Yes. And we're currently all praying together in unity as a church, the Holy Spirit novena, hopefully, right? We're all praying that. It's a beautiful novena. I think today's is knowledge. So that also ties in beautifully to this whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't know, people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
To offend God in the thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And knowledge gives you, it's kind of like wisdom and knowledge, but it gives you the ability to see how we break this commandment, like
right.
you're saying.
Because you can't correct what you can't see.
Exactly.
You have to be rigorously honest with yourself about something that falls at fault, right?
Yeah.
For harming another person.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't see that you do it.
Yeah.
How are you going to
correct
it?
I mean, just turn on the TV. It's kind of crazy. It takes a lot of discipline in today's, in the world we're living in today. Because you turn on that news channel or you turn on anything, you're just bombarded with people ripping mm-hmm. each other down
mm-hmm.
and tearing each other up. And everyone has their own truth.
Assuming
and everyone's
motive.
Wrong and assuming, yeah.
Right.
It's just an endless.
Right.
And I'm always amazed that's reached the youth because they're at home, they're seeing what they're seeing, and they're listening to their parents. So even in schools, you're saying you just had these little graduations and your granddaughter's on her way to high school. And it's interesting, in high school, they'll do these mock trials, right? So they might do mock elections, mock trials. And then inevitably, usually the side that your child will present or the child sides with is what they hear mm-hmm. at home.
Right.
It's really, the parents are the first educators.
Right.
And
it's even before that in Model UN.
Yeah. Model yeah. UN. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have them arguing. But in the old days, you could argue with
Respect and
dignity.
But not in today's world.
It's rip and shred.
Yeah. And if you don't agree with me. Yeah.
But there's not a lot of factuality behind the rip and shred today.
Right.
It's rip, shred, and run.
Yeah. And there's not a lot of reverence for life today, as we know. I mean, we talked about the fact that kids might become more aware to a degree that abortion is wrong and that you shouldn't kill and it's vicious and it's against God. But they feel that it's morally acceptable to go on the pill or to take that morning after pill. And it's hard for them to understand why. Because when they take the morning, I had this conversation with my daughter. And I was saying, well, what do your friends think about this? Just trying to get a vibe of what the youth feels. And she was explaining to me that she's in college and a lot of her friends think that morning after pill is not violating this commandment because it's stopping the sperm from penetrating the egg, right?
It stops the egg from
implanting into the uterus.
Yeah, to the wall.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they don't think of that as abortion.
Right.
But it is abortion. So then we got into this whole conversation, and I was like, well, how do you think you could explain that to your friends? And she said, well, I've actually tried to explain that to my friends, but it's hard for these kids to stand up for their faith.
Right.
And it's hard for our kids to develop roots because even though you've raised them in the faith, and even if they're following, none of their peers.
A lot of peers.
A lot of peers. I know there's a big movement back to the church, but mm-hmm. a lot of peers are, you're crazy, you know.
Well, it goes back a couple sins. You know, you wouldn't be taking the morning after if you weren't
right.
active. Right?
Sure.
So,
but that's what I mean. Society today, there's no regard for any of that.
But they say that there's no regard. I mean, there is no regard for premarital, right?
Right. Yeah.
And they don't believe that they're cheating on their spouse or maybe mm-hmm. they haven't been taught that or any of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to having a situation and they're pregnant or the morning after or anything like that, all of a sudden they're making excuses, but they don't go back to the root.
Exactly.
Which is
to say
it shouldn't have started there, but mm-hmm. but also to understand that the spirit enters at the moment of conception.
Mm-hmm. So it's God's creative act right there too. Yeah.
Right there. Mm-hmm. So even rolling down the tube to implant, it's the spirit is already. Mm-hmm. So how do you get that message out to the youth?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, that when
life
the
is
moment,
a gift,
the life
the moment. Yeah, exactly.
That a spirit, mm-hmm. which your saint says the Lord went through. Who's
yeah.
your saint? The Lord went through heaven.
Louisa Picaretta.
Louisa Picaretta.
I was
tell
like,
your story.
I like a lot of saints.
No, you always talk about how she goes through.
Oh, the
she
rounds.
Talks about going through the Lord goes through the sky and he picks.
Oh, that
soul.
Was Mother Angelica too.
Mm-hmm. Just the right soul.
Yep. He showed her nothingness, right? And
yeah.
then all these souls existed and he went through and he pulled exactly. He knew exactly
who he wanted at
yeah.
what time.
Before they
and
were
what.
Born. Yep.
Boop. Yeah.
Yeah. And what qualities.
So that's a great
and
visual.
And he knew he couldn't live without them and he chose you. If you have life, he chose you. He saw that in you. Yeah. It's
right.
amazing. It's
and then I also
story.
Think that going back to that is that the one excuse that is used is, you know, my choice, my body. But you made the choice, right?
I know.
And then.
Yeah.
But I think when push comes to shove, most decisions to harm are made out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Fear, because you're saying society accepts this, but then when a pregnancy happens, society doesn't accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that. All of a sudden, at that point, mm-hmm. they know it.
Yeah.
And they know that they don't want to go out in the world and they don't want to take responsibility for the action.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes a really fearful place. And the advertisers make that pill look like
yeah.
such an easy answer.
Such an easy answer. Yeah. I was sharing with you that I had seen a little clip. I don't know if it was on the news or on the internet, that parents today are creating what they're calling for their freshmen survival kits. And they're building these kits. And they're putting that morning pill after in the survival kit. So parents are condoning. I mean, that's, ooh, that hurts. You know?
Right. So where does the...
So how are the kids getting the backbone? How are they getting the roots? What's their system? What's their... Right?
And it goes back to the spirit. It goes back to not just the law, which is how these two topics come so beautifully together.
Mm-hmm.
The law says don't kill. That's a law.
Mm-hmm.
But the spirit, you have to stay close to God and close to the spirit, right? And to ask for more and more and more of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
To give you the words, the strength, whatever it takes in that moment to send mm-hmm. the right message.
Yeah. The law of the spirit will set you free from sin and death.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes...
And it gives you courage.
Most of us have to live the hard way. You have to learn it mm-hmm. to live it. But it's a hard lesson to learn and you would like people to...
But I'm saying, what lesson do you learn when your parent put it in the bucket for you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, where does the fault lie at that point?
Right.
Depends how old your child is, I guess, right? Because
yeah.
you're responsible till a certain age.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there's some answering to do on mm-hmm. all sides of that.
Yeah. And the Blessed Mother's, you know, putting the messages out. And the Lord, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more, right? And there is a big movement in the youth to get back to the church. And that's affecting the adults. It's actually, a lot of times, it's these children who are going to their parents and they're saying, hey, wait a minute. And then they're turning their parents around.
Yeah.
So God will make a way. Where there is no way, God will make a way.
Right. Someone was just telling a story where their son came to them and said, I'm not getting
yeah,
what
it was
I
the,
need from public school.
Yeah.
I
it was
to go to
James's friend.
James's friend.
Yeah.
I need
uh-huh.
to go to private school. I
mm-hmm.
need to go to
Catholic
school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was an amazing story.
Yeah, it was an amazing story. And the parents were really taken aback. They were both born and raised Catholic. And he absolutely was in love with Scripture. I mean, that was a movement of the Holy Spirit. And the parents, it's kind of a little bit like a Carlo Acuda story.
And now they're coming back.
And now they're coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and it
amazing.
Was beautiful. Yeah. And Kathleen was gracious enough to go and pray with these kids. And she reinforced that messaging. And she reinforced that it can be cool to be Catholic and you don't have to be afraid. And you're not like weird if you have religion or if you love the Bible or scripture and don't be afraid to
but
share
it
with
your
peers.
She did talk about tough decision making lies ahead.
Yeah, she did.
As a youth.
Mm-hmm.
Make the right decisions.
Yeah.
Which again, stay close to the Spirit.
Yeah. And right? It's important to remember, God didn't just make life, but we are made in the image and likeness of God. He put himself into, or he put something of himself, something of God is within all of us.
Right. He's the creator.
He's the creator.
He breathed the breath of life.
Mm-hmm. That ruah.
At creation. And then Jesus breathed the breath of the Spirit at Pentecost.
Yeah. And if God truthfully were to withdraw his breath, we would all be dead.
Right.
Just like that. Boom. We would all dry up.
Exactly.
Poof.
Good thing he loves us.
Yeah, everything carries a divine stamp. Everything has the image of God. And we were in church today and the priest was talking about this a little bit. And he was saying, it's amazing to me, this was the priest speaking, that he felt it's easier for humanity, at least the believers, to believe that the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity within the Eucharist, body and blood, it's easier for us to remember that and see that than it is for us to see Christ in one another, see the Spirit of God in each other.
Right.
And that's a little bit true. And he said, when you're leaving the parking lot and somebody cuts you off, it, boom, right there. You're bye-bye. Automatically.
Bye-bye, Happy Spirit.
Yeah, bye-bye, Holy Spirit. You're automatically frustrated or you're...
Well, our father used to say,
"Yeah,
you have to train yourself."
Mm-hmm.
When you see people coming at you, if it's someone walking towards you who rubs you wrong or you know, oh, the first thing out of their mouth is going to send me, you know what I mean? They approach, you say... I love you. Oh, I see your soul. I see Christ in you. I love you. And it works. And all of a sudden the Spirit comes in.
Yeah.
And then that next encounter you have, you say, wow, that was a new encounter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. The image of God is in this person, right? So even if it's something to get you going, it's a habit, right? And then eventually it'll come naturally. So if you do that enough times, you will eventually learn the virtue.
And the Lord wants us to have life and have it abundantly.
Yeah.
But you can't have life and have it abundantly if every encounter we have is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So part of our responsibility of not killing is to not take away people's peace, is to, when we greet people, to be sincere and authentic and really see the Spirit in them as they're...
Yeah.
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 Instead of getting upset by what they say, what is causing that in them?
Yeah.
And how might I help?
Yeah.
Selfless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
You're good at that. Sometimes you'll say, oh, don't worry about that guy speeding past you or honking at you or blowing the red light and you almost hit him. She makes up stories about, oh, they're just on the way to the hospital. That's a surgeon and he's got to get to surgery right away. And so don't get frustrated with him.
Because it makes you chuckle and then you forget about it.
Exactly.
He must have really hurt his foot.
Yeah.
Going right. So he's fast.
His wife is in labor.
He has to get to the hospital.
Yeah. Yep, so we're on our way to a commercial break, so we will finish with Create in me a clean spirit, O God, and place a steadfast spirit within me. That's my favorite little ejaculation in Psalm 51. I love it. And I walk around saying it. I go through phases, but I walk around saying it for days on end.
You do.
I love it because it reminds you of all, because when you're having these moments, right?
And it's a good prayer.
Mm-hmm. It is a good prayer.
Because we all need it.
Yeah.
Because every day we fight that commandment.
And you don't even know it.
You don't even know it.
Yep. Okay. Even if it's just in the passing thoughts of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Commercial break. We'll be back.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome
again.
Back.
I am Marta Kyle.
And I'm Tara Wolfington.
And we are here with you today on this fine rainy Thursday.
On Here I Am, Lord.
Yes, Here I Am, Lord. We have come to do your will, and today we are reviewing the fifth commandment, thou shalt not kill, but it's also Pentecost on this Sunday. And we were just discussing how beautifully these two topics support each other.
Yeah, they merge beautifully. Mm-hmm.
Scripture always does. God always has a plan, and we were saying that too. Everything lines up beautifully. So if you're just tuning in, we were just touching on the basics of the commandment and reviewing, you know, God's goodness. We are created in the image and likeness of God,
right.
And how thou shalt not kill is not just a physical, but it's how God is raising the bar. He's really calling us for, it's really a call to a conversion of heart. When Jesus came, he really expanded that commandment. Mm-hmm. And so it wasn't just don't kill each other because
physically. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the spirit. It's the soul. It's the joy. We want to, we talked about the fruits of the spirit.
Right.
You can kill someone's love or joy or peace. If you lose patience or you're unkind to people.
Right.
So these are things that are contrary to the spirit. But the fruits of the Spirit, as we know, are love and joy and peace and patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's a big one.
It is.
Yeah.
And
we were just sharing some stories about that. Yeah.
How you need the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Because without the Holy Spirit,
willpower, you only go so far.
Yeah, you're only going to go so far in the willpower.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't even really get into the part about bullying. Like the comparison was... Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not kill is really a law, right?
Yeah.
But Pentecost, with the Spirit coming into it, Jesus is saying,
it's like
not only
calling.
Don't kill physically, don't mm-hmm. kill through anger, contempt, greed.
Exactly.
Lust, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anytime we think another
coveting.
Person doesn't matter or their opinions don't matter, only our opinions matter, things like that. All of these are all ways that we're offending God in this commandment.
Right, because we even talked about, before the show, bullying.
Yeah.
And cyberbullying.
Yeah, it's so prevalent today.
Which is really a really big form of really murdering other people's reputations, their spirit. Like, young kids can, some kids commit suicide over it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in some ways, what you say and how you behave. There's always stories of the kid walking home from school.
Yeah.
And he drops his books, you know, that story, and someone stopped and picked them up, and later he goes on to say that had that not happened, he was on his way home to commit suicide, but that one little
that
act of kindness.
That one little act of kindness, yep.
Made him stop and say, maybe there is some goodness in the world, and maybe someone does like me, and maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you just don't know where that one act of kindness
yeah.
is going to spread
mm-hmm.
in the positive way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
spreading
that's
the spirit
of mm-hmm. joy,
mm-hmm.
joy,
kindness,
and sorrow, kindness.
Yeah, seeing another human, seeing Christ in that human. It's the Good Samaritan story, right?
Feeling their pain,
loving your neighbor as yourself. You're mm-hmm. Acting sacrificially, right? convenient or inconvenient. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But really, the bullying's a big thing.
Yeah. Yep. It's the Bullying is so damaging, and kids walk around carrying. Sometimes they don't even verbalize all the pain and the wounds that they're carrying. And you'll just see it in their behaviors. And then you might get frustrated, like, well, why is this kid being so moody? Or why is my child being so yada, right. yada, yada? But if we just stop and give ourselves a minute to breathe and say, hey, I wonder what happened at school today. I wonder what happened. Look, it happens amongst adults. It happens in the workplace where you get bullied. I mean, there's a lot of bullying in the workplace.
Right. Well, my daughter was telling a story about some of the teachers talking about a student. And
yes.
She was like right there, and she had tried on some eyelashes or something, and they were saying, what is on your face? And what?
Yeah.
And this is just a little bit of a thing, you know, a young girl who's just, and my daughter was even saying when she was young, you notice everything when you're young.
Yeah.
Is my leg bigger than your leg? Does my eye, one eye go up higher than the other? Are my fingers short? Are my, you know, they're so highly sensitive about everything that they just need to be approached with love and kindness.
Yeah. So it's funny, for Christmas one year, my daughter had asked for one of those vanity mirrors. You know, they're like a circle and you can put the light on and it like magnifies. And I was laughing. I said, oh, you want that for Christmas so you can sit in your room and pick apart every imperfection in your skin? I'm like, that sounds like a great Christmas present. Let me get you the extra, extra special version so you see every little pore in your face.
Right.
You know, I said, no, that's not what you're supposed to do. We're not supposed to spend hours in our room looking, to your point, at our imperfections and where we could be.
Although today, without that mirror, I couldn't see any of it.
Well, that's different if you're blind and you're trying to make sure you put your makeup on correctly. But when you're young, they're just using it to see if they have one tiny
like
little.
Mother said, that's not for you.
Exactly. That is not for you, dear.
No, it is true. They microscope everything in their life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it's no wonder they walk around
hair,
with so much heaviness.
It's curly. They want straight. They want curly. But today it goes deeper. Mm-hmm. Today the wounds really go a lot deeper.
Yeah. Even when we were looking at some of the different scriptures that align with this, we were looking at the Sermon on the Mount. And I love Matthew 5. It says, you are the salt of the earth. Right. So Jesus gives us a lot of affirmation statements. So even the commandment is saying thou shalt not. But Jesus gives us the I am statements, right, with about himself to let us know who he is in God. He is the true Son of God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am. But he also gives us you are the salt of the earth. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, right? Your light, let your light shine before others. And that's what we were even saying with even help. That could be as simple as helping us with a smile or a nice hello or picking up the books or even helping your own child, helping them understand who they are. They were born, they were made in the image and likeness of God, right?
Right.
And that they have a light within them. Everyone's DNA is specific to them. There's no two people that are the same. Everyone is fearfully and wonderfully made.
Right.
Yeah. And to give that message to your children in a world where they're consumed with, you know, all the worldly things.
Right.
We might have to work double time on that.
Body image and popularity and how many likes do you get? And
yeah.
They're even starting to self-regulate. Kids are noticing that the phone, it's too much.
Oh, I agree.
And they're putting it down on their own. Mm-hmm. And they're coming back to church and they're saying, wow, we're not happy in this space.
Yes.
Something is serious. It's like your son's friend, you know, saying that he needed to go to a Catholic-based school.
Yeah, and I think that's fruit of the Spirit. I mean, I think that's the Lord. He has a plan. Our Lady's heart, she tells us, you know, she will triumph in the end, and that they are reaching out. God is turning our hearts and our minds around, and the kids are probably going to have to turn the adults around in some cases. And that's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful to behold, right?
It's kind of the give and take of these two things. It's you shall not kill. And the gift of Pentecost in the Spirit, those two things really need to, you know, come into a balance. You have to stay so close to the spirit so you don't dip into the...
Mm-hmm.
If you're always happy, if you're, you know, purity, you're the salt of the earth, you're pure, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went to Litmanova in Slovakia.
Yeah.
And the Blessed Mother appeared there. And from 90 to 96, I believe. And mm-hmm. they referred to her, that apparition, as Immaculate Purity.
Yeah. What a beautiful title.
Especially for these days.
Mm-hmm. Especially for these days. Mm-hmm. And that the message there, too, is, and throughout other messages, is never give up hope, right? We always have reconciliation. We always have a time. God always gives second chances. Mm-hmm. Even though our sins be red, scarlet red, crimson red, mm-hmm. you can still be white as snow.
Right.
If you repent and come back to the sacraments.
Right.
Confess.
Also repent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So there's always hope.
And repent is really amend your ways and
yeah,
try to be a better human being and
yeah,
do all those little things. Mm-hmm. Speak nice. Look people in the eye.
Yeah.
Bring your neighbor when they have a baby, you know, bring them a mm-hmm. loaf of bread or whatever you do, just kind.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned kindness.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to get back to that.
Right.
And trying to avoid any kind of anger and contempt that we breed in our hearts, right? Even our Lord says, whoever says you fool will be liable to fiery Gehenna. So... if you have any, you know, if you have any grievances against your neighbor, make sure you reconcile with them and then.
Because that's bullying.
Yeah.
You fool.
Exactly.
You're a fool. You're this, you're that.
Yeah, you're degrading them. You're yeah. taking their dignity.
Yeah.
And you're demolishing it.
And you're robbing their human peace. Mm-hmm. You're doing a lot of things, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love this. Settle with your opponent quickly on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge and the judge will hand you over to the guard and you'll be thrown into prison. And I was sharing with Tara, we had a court experience that was really unbelievable. And we tried to settle. It was a car accident that was our fault, but it was an accident. It wasn't intentional. It wasn't on purpose. Mm-hmm. But the person that we were in the accident with was really fierce and wanting to come and attack. And they were merciless. They had no mercy. Mm-hmm. And all they wanted was the money. There mm-hmm. really was no injury. And that was proven in a court of law. But they wouldn't settle. They took it to a jury. And God blessed this case because the jury found the man to be exactly what he was. Basically just a criminal looking for money. But it's amazing. They said in court, 9 times out of 10, if it's an accident and there's any kind of injury, they will win some money. But the fact was there was no injury.
Right.
There was no injury and they couldn't prove, not even the jury could find any evidence of injury.
Right.
So the guy, rather than settling for a large sum of money, walked away with nothing. The jury found that he was not honest and he walked away with $0.
Yeah.
And here he was going for the big kahuna and he wouldn't settle.
And well, he didn't just do that. He made.
I was looking at.
He made yeah. the court case. You know.
Yeah, he did all kinds of.
He brought all yeah, kinds
he
of.
He brought all kinds of ills into the courtroom right. to say. Yeah. It was like a turned into like a pornography case. It was really kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had his girlfriend in there testifying and bring. You know. It was really crazy.
Yeah.
And that was such a telling experience.
Right.
Yeah. When somebody comes after you and they try and attack
because
the dignity
because
of the person who was driving
was and, yeah. young and they were yeah. bringing things up that young people shouldn't
see. Right. Or and shouldn't even know about.
Yeah, the yeah. jury was probably like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. And they're looking at like a 17-year-old girl and then they're looking at like this old man who had a ill will, I guess, against. Yeah, it just was he wanted to retire early or something, you know?
Yeah.
And but the jury saw right through it, and I was thinking, it's biblical. That is biblical. He did not settle before it went to the judge.
Right.
And we were trying to settle. At least the insurance company was trying to settle, and he was having no parts of it.
Right.
Because he thought what he was claiming was hard to prove, so he thought he was getting a big old payday.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the lesson, the Holy Spirit came through. Mm-hmm. Didn't condemn, but it sure did convict.
Right. That was a long, hard trial.
It was 5 years. It was so long. It was so hard. And it wasn't worthy of that kind of a court case. It just wasn't. There was no injury. The accident was, it was like a, more like, than a fender bender, but not.
Right.
It wasn't like a real, you know.
Right.
So that was poor judgment. He was lacking the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And yeah, it was kind of sad. And the lawyer who was representing him, I mean, it was kind of sad. The whole courtroom was Catholic. And it was unbelievable to see. We ended up knowing the lawyer representing him. We knew of him anyway. And Philadelphia, everybody knows everybody. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But I was like, wow, this is a guy. The lawyer who was representing this guy, he was a father himself and he had young children. But he's the one that went for it.
But it went beyond the case because it was hurting the dignity and the spirit of your child when he knew.
He knew that it was false.
We're assuming that he understood. But anyway, it kind of goes back to a lot of parts of Don't Kill.
Yeah.
Anger, greed, contempt.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what it goes, and then goes back to is it starts in the mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, every action starts in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Take captive your thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's Jesus said, you heard an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn to him the other as well. Remember we listened to a talk on that?
Yeah, we did.
And that didn't really mean turn the other cheek, but it actually...
Now you're going to make me have to really think about this.
And remember, you're the one that listened to it and you were
It said, like, in the old days, if someone struck you on the cheek, it was an insult to you.
Right. Yes.
So they were saying you're beneath me if they struck you, right? So you turn if they slap you, I think it was.
Yeah.
But in order, so when you turn your other cheek, in order for them to hit you in the other cheek, they have to punch. And the punch meant I'm beneath you, or there was a whole you're beneath me.
Right.
And if you turn your cheek, if they hit you again, there was a whole other meaning to it.
Yeah.
Next week.
Well, we were thinking
about, look it up.
During the Passion, we were talking about that when they were striking Christ. And then all of a sudden they have to look them in the, like they didn't have to look at them. And then when they strike them, when you turn the other cheek, it forces them to look them in the eye. Right.
Right. But it also had meaning back then of you're beneath me. And
yeah.
We'll look it up.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you on that one.
Mm-hmm. I was always intrigued with, should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. That's huge.
Yeah.
And do we do that? Because that's a mighty effort, because 9 times out of 10, you don't necessarily, if you went the 1 mile, you're like, look, I already did this for you. I already went the 1 mile with you. And when they press you for the second mile, that's the harder.
Right.
Harder leg to finish, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Harder commitment.
It's a harder commitment. And 9 times out of 10, you really don't feel like it. Right?
Well, if they pressed you into it, you didn't feel like it.
Well,
I say, come on, Mart, let's go. Yeah. You said, all right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I pressed you, but
yeah.
If you said, really?
Yeah. It's hard.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. None of these things are easy. We talked about fraternal correction, right? If your brother sins against you, you can go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. So not to ruin his reputation, even if it's in truth, if you're discussing somebody else's reputation or their dignity, or, you know, don't go out and discuss it with 10 people. Just go talk to the person.
Right.
It's kind of a simple lesson. It's a simple truth. It's a simple...
It's a one-on-one rule.
Yeah.
They say with your kids, too.
Right.
Chastise in private.
Yes.
Praise in public.
Praise in public and chastise in private.
Mm-hmm. But they took it to a level where they were saying, even if you speak truth about someone.
Yeah.
But it's unnecessary to say.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. It's unnecessary for you to tell your neighbor.
Right.
About your other neighbor's truthful faults. Yes, it's truth. Your other neighbor has that fault. Mm-hmm. But what is the point of you telling this neighbor other than it ruins their reputation? And once it's ruined, it's so hard to gain it back, even if it's a minuscule piece of it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's really damaging. Yeah.
Well, there was no reason to
when
say
there's
it.
No
it's,
reason ready? To say it. Does everyone
you're
get
not
the joke
getting
in the
Jesus,
first?
You're not yeah. getting Jesus' two thumbs joke. Up for zipper in your lip.
Exactly.
You're getting two thumbs down.
You flunked.
It was not cool.
Yeah. It's yeah. like Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory when the good egg comes down and it rolls down the belt and the bad egg's like, and goes down the tube. Veronica or whoever was the bad egg. I always love that part. She did not pass the goodness test.
Oh my gosh.
Another aspect of this is the elderly, right?
Yes.
How we take care of the elderly, their dignity. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sad because sometimes even the elderly feel like they are a burden to us.
Right.
And it's our responsibility to help them understand, no way, they are not a burden. They're a gift. And that's something our society has gotten away from, cherishing the wisdom and the dignity that the elderly share
right.
with us. And
they say the Lord loves a multi-generational household.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little town in Italy where most people were living to ripe old ages, and they always do studies to find out why are these people living to a ripe old age. And they discovered that everyone in the family had a purpose. And everyone in the family was appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
And even the grandparents got up and went out and got firewood for the day, right? And their job was, even if it was just to keep the fire going, it served a purpose for the family. You know, it kept them all appreciating what each other had to do, which maybe that's part of the mm-hmm. problem in today's world. We have too many conveniences.
Right.
So we stop thinking about each other and our need for each other and to be
yeah.
in communion with one another and to help and honor and mm-hmm. be faithful.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how they live long. The elderly felt
yeah.
wanted,
they had
needed,
a purpose,
and respected.
And they, were,
mm-hmm. and they had purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And they had socialization.
Yeah. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. What you do for the least of these, right? You do for me.
Right.
So, it's important to visit them. Love them. Make sure they're not feeling like a burden. Don't leave them in the hospital by themselves. I'll never forget that. That really struck me. I was in the hospital after James, and there was a woman in the room next to me, and she was elderly, and she had family, but nobody ever came to visit her. Remember?
No, and she would scream all
and
the
she
time.
Would, oh, she was, yeah, it was so sad.
Yeah.
And then Tara was the Good Samaritan. Tara and Jen.
Nobody would visit her.
And then Tara would be like, I'll be right back, Marta. I'm just going to go sit with the lady next door for a few minutes. And I said, good.
I said, you have enough flowers.
Yeah, and she would bring
you
her
enough
flowers. Yes, yeah. I love that, though. I will really, I'll never forget it. And she was very grateful.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. She had no idea who you were. You just walked in. You were gracious. You smiled. You said, hi, I just want to bring you some
and
flowers.
And she passed while we were there.
Yes.
One night we were sitting
and
there
passed.
And the bells went off and we said, wait, what?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And we actually prayed the rosary for her a bunch of days.
Yeah.
A lot of days. Because
mm-hmm.
she was alone.
Right.
And it was a really, I don't know, that was the stark reality.
It was a sad feeling because
like, yeah.
you could tell that she felt it so strongly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Poor
so,
girl.
Yeah.
So we got into a little
She's
bit of that
heaven.
Too, like end of life.
Yeah, we belong
it's
to the
It's not
Lord
a
life
sin
and death.
Not to accept every form of medical treatment available.
Right.
At the end of life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a sin to speed up or cause the end of life.
Mm-hmm. Because God is the giver and taker of life. That's
right.
the one thing he reserved for himself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's his domain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't step
and
on
And even
that.
Medical doctors, I mean, they take an oath for life and well-being.
And healing, yeah.
So mm-hmm. doctors that are causing, you know, participating in abortions and participating in the killing of the elderly or whatever other unethical things are going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all part of this commandment, too.
Yeah. Even in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it tells us, 2270, human life must be respected and protected absolutely from the moment of conception, From the first moment of our existence, a human being must be recognized as having the rights of a person, among which is the inviolable right of every innocent being to life. And that, and then in 2276 to 2279, those whose lives are diminished or weakened deserve special respect. Sick or handicapped people mm-hmm. should be helped to lead lives as normal as possible. Direct euthanasia consists in putting an end to the lives of the handicapped, the sick, or dying people. It's morally unacceptable. Mm-hmm. Thus, an act or omission which of itself or by intention causes death in order to eliminate suffering and constitutes murder gravely contrary to the dignity of the human person and to the respect due to the living God and his creator.
Right.
So it's important not to think you're putting them out of their misery or, you know. Mm-hmm.
And when you talk to people in
hospice. It's a special
hospice,
sacred time.
Yeah, they say
it's sacred.
It's a sacred time.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful time. And it's a time when you're very close to the Lord.
And we don't know what happens in that time because none of us have been there.
Oh, speak for yourself, sister.
So you have to... You're still here.
I've been there a time
you're
or two.
You're still here.
Yeah.
I don't think we ever read the gospel.
Oh, we didn't read the gospel. Well, we have 4 minutes, 3 minutes.
Okay.
Whoops.
We'll read Sunday's gospel.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
Where we receive the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So that's a beautiful thing to contemplate for the rest of the day between now and Sunday. So
and our we're same prayer.
Ready our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe this hour is up.
I know.
Next we have, please stay tuned for Dr. Anton Raimondo. He always has a fabulous show prepared for you. Mm-hmm. He's very energetic and full of life. We love him. He's an awesome, awesome educator, teacher.
So remember, in all ways, do not kill.
Yep.
But fill yourself with the graciousness
the
of the Holy
of the
Spirit.
Yep. Joy, peace, love, patience, kindness, goodness.
And build the lives of others.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we can only do that with the Holy Spirit.
Only
we're human
do
and
it with
faulty.
The Holy Spirit. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so next week, number 6.
Yeah.
Tune in.
It'll be very exciting. We'll see what the Holy Spirit brings us next week, too.
Exactly.
Because he's always bringing it all together for us.
It's in ways that we least expect.
I know. We're always as surprised as you are when we figure these things out. We're like, wow, God's plan is amazing.
Good one, God.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Remember, hold your tongue. If you want Jesus to give you 2 thumbs up.
Zippa your lippa.
Yeah. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and a steadfast spirit place within me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a great weekend.
You.
Happy Memorial Day.
Enjoy the holiday. Rejoice in the rain.
We love you.
And we mean it.
Yeah. That was for you, Kathleen. Thank you.
Join us again next week as we explore scripture reflections, personal stories, and practical encouragement, leading us to say, "Yes, here I am, Lord."